little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Let's move on then to lifestyle and public health, because that's a good introduction to it in many ways. But we're on this occasion going to focus in on preventing dementia and minimising frailty in older people. So we've got an older lady come to see you who is concerned because of a family. So her mother had dementia and she's becoming a bit forgetful. So we're going to maybe ask her some questions related to her concerns. So Sheila, where does this concern come from?
Oh, well, it's just that my mum did have dementia, as you know, and I guess, well, I saw what happened to her, and I guess it was always very difficult, you know, and she found it very difficult knowing what was happening to her, and I'm just pretty scared that that's going to happen to me.
Okay, well, that's helpful to know. How's your mood been?
Well, I have to admit, I'm getting a bit anxious at the minute. It seems silly now, I'm retired, there's less to worry about, but I'm almost more worried.
Do you think that the anxiety might be linked with the forgetfulness?
Well, I'm anxious about my memory.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can certainly do an easy test for that in a minute or two, if that's okay. Do you smoke?
No.
What about alcohol?
No, not really.
Not really, okay. And how's all of this affecting you at the moment?
Well, I mean, I've told my husband. I mean, it's not really stopping me doing anything. It's just more the anxiety around it. But I guess I'm getting more panicky when I have to go out now, which is difficult because, you know, I do a lot.
Okay, okay. Would you mind if I do a quick test of your memory now?
That's fine.
So all I want you to do is to remember these three objects. So that's my hand. These are my glasses, and that's my watch. Can you just tell me what those three things were now?
Your hand, your glasses, and your watch.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to fill in the numbers on this clock face. So there's a circle in front of you, and you're just going to put the numbers that are on the clock onto that clock face.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Right, that looks good. Okay. Now, just remind me what those three things were that I asked you to remember earlier on.
Your hand, your glasses, and your watch.
Perfect. So your brain's working very well. And there's no suggestion from our conversation together today that there really is a genuine worrying problem with your memory. So there's nothing to me today that suggests that you have dementia or are particularly prone to dementia. What's more common and what's more likely is that perhaps life stresses or anxieties could potentially be a trigger for you being a bit forgetful at this stage. And that's much more likely. So it's worthwhile just exploring that if this is a persistent problem.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of explanation related to that that goes in black and white in your notes. Perhaps we could do a safety net for this concern related to memory.
Okay, so if I'm not right about this being linked with your anxiety and sort of life stresses, and if in fact it is early memory impairment or early dementia, I would expect things to become slowly more difficult for you. And this would be despite what we're going to do to try and help with your anxiety. So if you do feel things are getting progressively worse, or if your relatives or husband notice that things are getting progressively worse, do come back and we'll repeat the memory test. And even if you think things are okay, but you want reassurance, we could always offer to repeat the memory test in, say, 3 months, just to make sure things are okay.
I'd like that, Doctor. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.